did you? Oh, scratches you, and your head's a bloody mess. Yeah, what, scratch him anyway? He'll have you, Barney. Coming down. You scruff bag. George. Well, that's what he were after. He wanted to chew the basket, because when he were close, that thing started chewing photo. You bugger, George. 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 What are you doing? George. What are you doing here, bald-headed bugger?
He'll come out with it, you know.
The only thing he's picked up since we've had him is my name. And how long we had him? We had him a good 6 months, haven't we? Georgie, babe! Georgie, look at...
The name you picked up is the one where he already knows.
Oi! You're carrying that basket again, look. Oi!
Hey?
We all get him at school.
I want him to come because I'm going to do her hair now, put the stuff on her hair. But then I thought, oh, I might as well wait tonight. So I thought, if I told her, tell her not to get too close to her, don't make her around. So we were across the island yesterday, and she put her, Tina put the comb in her hair and that. And, excuse me.
It's only a cough I've got, really. Everybody is.
He wanted to chew it, and he didn't realise it swings. When he jumped on it, it started swinging him.
We're
getting a sod for biting.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
What was he going for?
Yeah, he went for his nose the other day. He's gone for me.
Why is it there for?
I think what it is, because I'm out so much at time now, and I don't have much time for him.
Uh-oh.
Where before, I was all scratching him and playing with him, you know.
Do you know when the eyes kept itching? Did I say last time, when I said I wondered if it were because of beard? Didn't I? I didn't say.
No, your eyes.
Yeah, you know, last few times I've been and my eyes have been going right back.
Just a minute, while your mum tells me.
I don't know if it's because of beard. You've always had...
Mind you, he does chuck a lot of stuff about because you can see you're all as dusting with him because he's right dusty.
Maybe that's what it is then, you know, because it's been funny that he's
only
started.
Albert says I've got to sell him. Shall we sell you?
Yeah.
Who's going to bet he's scratched his bloody head and he's made his head bleed?
Would your carmate
tell
me
about him?
Well,
Colin. I ended up paying for him. She's not bothered, she never goes near him.
Never goes near him.
She might be death of him.
Well, not part of him.
I know.
But
I don't think Jed would be very pleased.
Well, she said just say something like he's biting him, we can't do that with him, saying he's throwing loads of dust about. Just say something like that. I'm thinking about selling, just say, do you want to buy him back or, you know.
Well, I don't think they'd have him back.
I don't think you'd get what you pay for it.
Probably not, but I mean, cage is worth 150 quid. That's what Russell paid for cage.
Albert!
Albert! Well, I mean, there's no problem to me. I'm not bothered about him. You know, I'd rather keep him than sell him, but...
It's like everything else. You can look at someone else to bloody feed.
Mind you, like, when we had that pair, they were driving me mad, and then that one died, and we were in bungalow, and the other one was going absolutely cracking. It was in our cage, and it couldn't hit birds outside. Anyway, and we let Kenny's granddad have him, because he's got my mum's bird. He got two of his own, he ended up with four birds.
Yeah.
But at least they were happy, you know what I mean, because he was... We are the birds. But I've never missed him.
I don't think you get attached to birds like you do animals. Not like dogs and cats. I mean, Albert says we're going to have problems if we do get that bungalow. We are whiskey. Because he says she'll disappear.
She'll disappear.
I mean, I'd be upset about our whiskey because we've had her a long time, although she's not a pet, you know what I mean?
Why does she feel like?
Well, because they go away when you take them somewhere fresh. And you don't know where they are.
Very, very.
Sometimes you're lucky and, you know, if you keep them in long enough.
We always had cats. Always had cats on the bit. And we were flipping cats. And we had this one cat for years. It was an old cat. I wouldn't say it was ready for popping off, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was always sick. And we were only there a fortnight, 3 weeks, and disappeared.
I mean, if our whiskey died, I wouldn't be as upset about her dying as I would about these. But if she disappeared, I'd be worried all the time.
And yet,
you know, like when our Dawn's kittens disappeared. They weren't bothered. I think Mick took them away myself.
Yeah.
I'm convinced he did.
I think.
But I were upset about it, you know.
My dog has a raw bread.
No, it can't get a garden, can it?
Why couldn't it?
Yeah. Same as with these next door, I get right upset about Paddy. I mean, she's given his kennel away now and he's got no kennel again.
Oh.
And he's running streets. I mean, you know how cold it was last week. And he's running streets.
What's she get kennel away for?
I don't bloody know.
I think she's given the dog away as well.
This comes back.
So he's coming
don't
back
lick. Don't let him lick her, Karen.
Maggie!
Don't lick.
at my mum's this morning.
Oh, well, I've just slept downstairs.
Yeah.
Did she say she went to bed or?
She said, when I went round, she was sat doing crossword on bed. And then, that's because I've just come to say, if you want 26, she says, well, our John's coming down tonight. She said, just get me 20. I said, you might as well get 40, I said, because if he's late coming down, and he can't get to the shop, I said, you'll be stuck. And I mean, Albert don't mind going for a cig, but it's just that we don't get up early in the morning, you know, and if my mum's ringing at 8 o'clock in the morning because she's got no cig, it's a bit unfair, like, when she could get her and have him in. Benji!
I said, is it not your job, Margaret? She's after that job, too.
Margaret's not very well.
Such a day. You've kept Margaret since Christmas Eve? Yeah, but she's
not
been back since Christmas Eve.
Oh, no. But
over a month ago.
When they came on Sunday, when it were your anniversary, she'd got diarrhoea and sickness, Margaret. I think she were off work last week.
I mean, they're going to like that, but not for a month. I mean,
I've got two toilet
papers. Oh, yeah. Well, put one in your pocket then.
Well,
I bet. If you look at it, I don't think Pete's been to my mum's for about 6 months. Because I can't remember him going. He never goes without Margaret. She always goes herself. She was down there last night by herself. He were at home.
Well, I said to her, telling her about and not having no tweets from that Wednesday morning. They went to dinner time for Thursday.
She took her fish last night for supper.
And then she looked shocked. You know, she didn't know, like. Well, she was shocked. And I said, like this, we're going to have to check it. We're all going to have to get together and sort something out about stopping with them. Pete said straight away, Margaret's there every day, she goes out every morning, right? Matty, actually,
I'll
say.
I said,
I don't mean it daytime. I said, on the night time, I said, you know, she can't leave her all night like that. She can't manage to put coal on fire. She can't manage to get out to eat and drink and that. I said, I don't mind stopping. I said, taking my turn on the night time. I said, but it's hard with me with kids.
It's
stop every
for you
night.
With kids.
But I certainly don't mind taking it down once a week or twice a week and taking my turn.
Karen, there's no need. You're needed at bloody home.
I mean, there's only you got kids.
There's no reason why your Margaret can't stop when he's on night or if he's on afters. I mean, they could both stop when he's on afters. Only days, really, what's difficult for him.
I don't think Peter'd stop.
No, really. I mean, he's only got to get his clothes and I'm going to work the same.
I don't think he'll go stop. Our Margaret might go stop herself, but I don't think he'll go.
Your Margaret wouldn't go stop you after the walk.
Watching you.
Will you settle down?
I don't think your John and Margaret want to stop actually.
No, I don't think they will.
But none of them will.
But none of them will
go down there at all and sit with the mother for a couple of
hours. Mind you mean I can't talk because I never go. To say, I mean, I'm closest and I don't go.
Yeah, but I was your little
kid. But me and my mum's never go on like our Margaret and my mama.
No. It's the same as your Margaret's every day, but all she phoned into was the hospital with her, you know? That day, you know what I mean? I don't mind, don't get me wrong, I'm not calling because I don't mind. But it annoys you, same as her day. They think we're doing a lot for her because they go every morning.
They're more
thoughtful. Really.
Yeah.
Has
he?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean Colin hasn't been down much this week because Colin's been working, he's been working every day at plumbing and that. You know what I mean? It's been a bit hard for us to get down, but we try. We was trying to pick kids up and then an hour down there.
Well, he spends more time there than me. Well, I've been this morning and I've cleaned fire plates and washed
fire plates. No, you're not wearing your shoes in here?
And I've hoovered up and dusted and polished. That kitchen floor could do with washing. I saw a mop, but I didn't see no bucket. I don't know whether she's got one, but I thought I didn't have time to do it this morning. So I just run round with over and dusting and polished. Then I made
who's doing the washing?
Our Margaret. Our Margaret's drying it up radiators. And I says to Albert, what's my mum done with the dryer? He says, I don't know.
It's still there.
So I'm going to ask her if I can borrow it and then I'll do a dryer washing for her. I mean, I only really want it to dry my towels because I hate having to run out laundrette where I'm drying all my other clothes off radiators.
It's more expensive for you.
I know it's more expensive, but it's really only for towels.
Come in and shut that door.
Shout Barney in. Shout Barney in.
Barney!
I don't know whether she's doing ironing. I know she's doing washing. Gosh, well, that day Albert took my mum to hospital and she gave me a lift. She dropped her washing off. I thought she'd dried it. And she says, I'm just going to put this washing up radiators. And then it was then that it made me think, well, what would the hell have I done with her drying?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she can't be paying much electric.
It's not that, it's just that your
man has
got to have
to stand
there and dry it
for him. Well, all you've got to do is put it in. Somebody will check it out.
Lovely. Oh, don't show them the outside. It's Monday.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, your man was sent to dinner down last night, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she said she had.
I mean, I think she's trying to
wave
like that.
Yeah. I mean, I can't afford to do it. We can't afford to
do it. My mum and dad, when my kids were little, would never take our kids anywhere.
It weren't my dad. It weren't my dad that did
want
to take
them.
My dad wouldn't, my dad didn't mind taking
them. I don't care who it was, but they would never take them out for a day.
Yeah.
But they would fetch them a present. And I used to say, you cannot buy love. And it's proven, may I point out, Dawn doesn't even think about me down there. Our Corrie only goes round when she's got two.
Our Corrie doesn't only go round when she's got two. She goes round since
she's got two.
But she won't go and stop.
Go.
Says she won't go and stop again.
She wouldn't go and stop again.
When we were on about stopping through, she's well, not asking me because I'm not. I don't mind going and doing the shopping ambitions, but I'm not stopping.
When you're on about that love, that's what I was saying about, you know, like every night, but our kids, when I get pyjamas on, and they like to get a pillow and a foot like you and they're laying and watch telly, they usually fall asleep, and they put this only, you know. And last time I gave a talk to your mum, I told you, didn't I? He turned around and said to me, I don't want to stop at my nana Aiden anymore, mum. I said, why? He said, oh, she won't let me have a pillow or out down. And he said, I mean, I think it's somehow. I've been brought up, I don't know if I had a pillow, and she had a pillow, and buggy and that. I mean, I don't have felt the old thing, but it's comfort, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when they start then, she won't let them have a pillow down, they don't feel, they can't get comfortable. I know it's only something trivial, like, but it's still a
difficult thing. She had queen way rulers. Karen, I'm 47 and I can't work my mother out, so there's no chance of you working her out. A few years you've known her.
Well, I'm good to cry for me. She's always been alright with me, really. I mean, she's not.
Well, me and my mum's never been close. It were all as, like, me and our Colin were more or less with my dad, and our Margaret and John were more or less from my mum. Then when they got older, my dad sort of took our John on because our John were mechanical minded, and our Colin got pushed out of it because our Colin weren't interested in cats. Oh, yeah. And our Colin wanted to be off to the fair and that, so my dad sort of went on to our John and pushed our Colin out a little bit.
Yeah.
But me and our Colin's never been my mum's favourite. It's always been our Margaret.
Mum,
did
you see that photo that your auntie brought for
him? Yeah.
I said, your Margaret and Jill did not like you. She's got your Margaret's late and your nose. But out of all of you, I think you're John in the car here more than anybody.
I always think our John looks more like Prescott, because every time I see him, I see my Uncle Bill more and more.
Yeah, John's Margaret's always. She used to say years ago about how much that your John looks like your brother, and I don't think she looks anything like
no,
him.
No, I don't.
And she went about it again now. She says that somebody in the street, she said, doesn't your John look like that bloke next door? And we're all in rubbish. I thought,
no.
Well.
He looks more and more like my uncle, but our Colin's getting more and more like my dad.
Well, Brian will get thought of, isn't he? Brian don't think he's
they're all like that, all of them.
I think our John looks like my Uncle Bill.
Yeah, I think he does. Well, then again, he did look like that photo. I think he does look like that photo when she was younger, but he does look like Uncle Bill. Man, the other week, you know, Colin's getting more like your daddy. He had these black welding glasses on, and he turned round and he made me jump. I said, oh, Colin! And he goes like this, you know, your dad goes, Benjamin, isn't it? You know, he'll say when his nose just look up like that over the glasses.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And it made my heart jump, because it looked just like your dad. And then a few days later, in the garage again, and Johnny come in, and he said, God, he's going to give me a flaming ass. I said, why? He said, turn over these glasses on. He said, and it was just like John stood there. I said, don't
He's like my daddy. My dad, he never had no patience, and our Colin's just like him.
Oh,
mind you, I'm like our Colin as well in a lot of ways. I haven't got a lot of patience. But where we're better off, because Albert, he's calm, where you and our Colin are both fiery-tempered. When I start, Albert.
I feel what
you're
just saying. I should have let him go. When me and him were arguing when we were younger, and your dad used to wind Colin up and wind me up, and I'd get mad and mad, and your dad used to love it. And looking back, you know, and now that's what Colin does to me. He winds me up, and I used to get mad, but I can't help it because he gets me that mad. How could you change your temper? I should not
I mean, Colin winds you up so much, Colin.
I know.
Ignoring it.
He feeds
you, and
what?
He
can't
see you going through
the window. No, it's birds through the window. Where them birds have pulled on me when you're flying past.
I mean,
oh God!
I know, aren't they dirty?
There's a lot about you,
yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Right,
I'm not by your bloody self.
I'm not frigid or all.
I can't imagine how Margaret being passionate.
I keep saying to him, look, Colin, I'll say, I know a couple of times a week's enough for me, but that's worth waiting for. But when you're doing it 3 times, then you get sick of it.
To blow your nose on.
I tried to get one.
I know, but you're wasting them.
I tried to make the cow one.
It's all right, yeah. Like that. You're wasting them. That back door shut! Go and tell the Andy Jones to shut the back door. Because we're missing a bird.
Yeah.
Funny talk. Funny talk. Don't.
Behave, bloody scratching. Bloody big stupid sod.
I'm making a bed for Brownie.
Brownie's in bed.
It's
in bed.
Around and the way up pros and cons up, and it's like these insurance brokers, they ring all over to find cheapest insurance for you. Well, that's what Allied Dunbar does.
Well, this is a broker, it's a mortgage broker, so that's what they don't. You see, what it is with a fee behind with a mortgage, we will pay a slightly higher rate, but it's only a matter of about I think the mortgage now is 10.9 and we'll be paying 11 point something. So it's only a matter of
But 1% a hell of a lot, you know. It's a penny in the pound.
Yeah, but I mean it will drop it again. But the thing is also what I thought is once we got his mortgage and got established, you can always remortgage and go into a like Bradford and Bingley or something like that later on.
Once you get it back up to well,
once we get the money. But what I'm frightened of is that I'm not frightened of paying that little bit more, because I'll pay that little bit more because it's worth it to get started and everything. And it's still going to work out a lot cheaper than if we'd have had a business loan, because that's 18% we'd have had to pay that a month. Whereas it's only 11. But this broker then, he'll have phoned round all cheapest building sites until he's got us one.
It'll not be a dodgy one. Put it in there then.
It won't. It's not forced to be a building society.
No, it is. It's definitely said it would definitely be a building society.
Oh, well, it might be Abbey National.
No, it's come back. It's got Target Finance on it.
Ah. Well, that is a finance company and not a building society. If it says finance, it doesn't mean a building society. 9 times out of 10, it's a finance company. Same as the Mercantile.
No. So, I mean, we dealt with Mercantile, we dealt with Key Finance.
Yeah, we've dealt with Summit Wagon.
When we first bought our car through that Scottish, that bloody bank.
Scottish Amicable.
They're always ringing up. They ring up at 7 and 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Asking if you want to borrow some money.
If there's anything, Corinne walking about with that bloody
car. Papers has got legal and general on it. So I thought, well, it can't be a dodgy.
I don't think it'll be anything dodgy.
It won't be dodgy. But you can always easily find out.
What usually happens though?
All you got to do is pick the phone up and get. Oh, now what place do you ring? I forgot what place you ring, but we'll find out. And you ring up to see what the company's like. You know, if it's a viable company. Things like that. You can do that.
Some companies take over, because I remember that time we borrowed that £4,000. We started out with Key Finance and we ended up with Mercantile Credit, didn't we?
Yeah.
We changed companies 3 times in that time we had that £4,000.
Well, he said that it will be a really small building society, because
Well,
so, big builders societies are not prepared to give it risk, and small builder societies are wanting to get a going.
You see, the only trouble with building societies is, it's same as when you buy a pig in house, Karen. They put the money on what you've actually borrowed every year.
Yeah.
Well, finance companies, only you only get the interest on what is left.
On the money that you owe.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And between them both, you take a £10,000 out with your mortgage, and you could end up paying, what, £20,000, £24,000 back.
Yeah.
Well, finance company, you borrow £10,000 or £20,000, whatever you like to, and you get a certain amount put on that, and that's it. It's fixed.
Yeah.
You don't pay no more. Say you'll get £20,500. If you borrow £20,000, just for round figures, you borrow £20,000, and the interest payments works out
Benji.
Very high.
Right.
It's very high. You know, the interest payments is very high, but for that money you've borrowed, you'll only pay, say, just for a figure, £500 back for that £20,000. £5,000.
Not paying it for years and years.
But if you borrow it from a mortgage company, you're gonna borrow twice that. You're gonna have to pay twice that much back, £40,000. You know, that's the only difference. And
I don't mind that so much though, because as I said, we are paying a lot less back a month than other way. But I just don't want to think that they're going to send me out dodgy like a long shark or something like that. I mean, you're about to be a bit nervous, you know.
No, they won't send a long shark. You can tell loan sharks straight away because the APR is about 27%, maybe 29, even 30, depending. But if it, mind you, I don't know because it's a long time since I had a look at them. But you know, when you borrow money, you get an interest rate, don't you? Over so many, you've got to figure out how many years you're going to pay it back. You know, if you say, oh, well, we'll take it over 10 years, well, you've got 10 years interest to pay, haven't you? So you'll pay the interest for 9 years and then you start paying your loan off.
Oh, we're still having trouble getting insurance. And I found Andrew Plum again yesterday and he's given this number who he's with. Because he had a right job getting it for plastic. Because if you think about it, I mean, plastics, I mean, that's inflammable, isn't it? Anyway, the bloke who managed to get him insurance is the premises are insured with him.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, if he's already got part insurance, we might have a better chance.
Yeah, because he was in paper, waste paper, and the fire insurance on that must have been colossal.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm doing now, with carbon paper.
Yeah.
Actually, come in here, shut the door.
But I can't understand why, because, I mean, let's face it, he's only using fibreglass, and they're not that flammable.
No, what they're saying is not the flammable, it's the indemnity. You know, people breathing it in, who's insured.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're frightened that in years to come that they're going to try and make a claim against them because they've been on the chest or something like that.
Yeah, it's health and safety,
yeah.
Until the health and safety.
84
but
we had this extension for
on. Yeah.
Gosh, you're coming
but
here.
After saying that, what you've got to do is make up your mind what chemicals you're going to use.
Yeah.
And then find out all about them particular chemicals and then submit it to the insurance company. What them's the only chemicals you use and the company says this and
that. You told him that.
Yeah. And they still...
See, it's off again. I bet it is. Just started itching.
Well, he has just flown about.
No.
I say he's just flown round. But
yeah.
He has, yeah.
Oh.
It might be dust out of his wings.
After that, Kate, I'll check the time to come here.
1992.
I must just have said to that.
862.
Yeah, maybe.
We've had that pebble dash. Nearly 2 years since they did that pebble dash. Cost us 2,900. And in 2 years, we've only paid 800, 900.
£140
paid off in 2 years, Karen.
How much?
£140.
In 2 years?
In 2 years.
Now, if that had been a finance company, I'd have paid a damn sight more.
And it costs us £37 a month. But last year, we paid them £408.52 and they put £372.50 interest on. So actually all we paid was
37%. That's around about 37%, isn't it? Somewhere around there.
We paid £38 off it last year.
Well, it's more. It's ridiculous, you know, mortgage payments, when you think of it.
And on house, they put £898, you could say £900 interest on house.
Oi! I don't know how they get away with mortgage payments like they are, because, you know, it's totally unfair.
Yeah.
I mean, all right, we know you're handling large lumps of money, but when you think of it, if you borrowed it at a different rate, you know, same rate as you could do finance, as which I think the government could do it and make a profit at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of having all these different mortgage companies having hassle and that, the government have a what's name to do it, there wouldn't be half and a quarter. I mean, it happens all over the world, you know, especially in the what's name countries, communist countries. Everything's owned by the government, and I know it's not a right good thing, right, but if it could work properly, it would be a damn good thing.
Watch you don't bite you.
I mean, communism in its proper form would be a wonderful thing, but it's only because it's only the rich people what make people poor.
Yeah.
Same as this damned education, like the bloody Tory sods, they've took all blinking for all these people what's going to college. Every time they drop on holiday, they've got nothing to keep them. So, in my opinion, what this government's doing is stopping the lower class, well, I say lower classes, the poorer people, to stop them getting educated. That I'm almost convinced. Because
everything they're doing, it seems to be back to 18th century, when you hear about these Catherine Cooks and then working for pennies, and
that's
you can't get educated and cutting back and...
They're cutting back on education
and
making it so that only the rich can be educated.
Yeah,
I mean, our Corinne's there waiting for a grant, and what's happening? Sweet nothing. Now it was in bloody paper on Thursday that they don't get nothing when they're on holiday. I mean, how the hell are they supposed to live at 18 year old without a job? And if they have a job, they don't get no grants. And how can you have all the... a job down and do education at the same time.
I think we haven't got by family allowance till I were 18. I think they used to give you family allowance.
Well, they've let me keep our Corinne's. I've got a form to fill in, actually. It should have gone back last week and I've sent it back.
It'll stop when she gets a grant.
Don't knock me. She said not necessarily. Well, I think it will stop when you find out she's earning that first value. But I thought, shit, I'm not going to bloody declare it to Kananas.
Yeah.
She applied for a grant and in Korea, it says, like,
Sasha, don't run to it, sir.
Young girls that left home, you know, young, like, say, our current to leave home,
yeah,
and she were living in a
flat.
They used to give them subsidies to help them pay the rent. They've stopped that, so they've either got to get a job to help supplement paying the, you know, their housing accommodation, or they've got to stop school. In summer holidays, the grant. They take that 6 weeks
off the grant,
so that actually they get 6 weeks money less through the year than they should do, where they used to pay them for all through year.
For 12 months, now
they
don't. They
don't get anything for that 6 weeks that they're not at school.
Yeah.
So, you know, any girl that's not living at home has got to go out and work for that 6 weeks to earn the money.
And where can you get that bloody kind of money? Only on Clock Corner.
Where can you get a job?
Well, it's forcing the girls onto the streets, isn't it?
Yeah.
Clock Corner.
I mean, they're begging you to keep them on at school
and yet you can't get no help to keep them on.
It's like all the day when we took cars, like, we're talking to this bloke, like, and he went about businesses. He says, you can't understand. Oh, it's just about finances. He says, that's on about how difficult it is to get finance to start a business up. And he says, I know, so you can't understand. He says, you've seen all these adverts about starting your own business. You know, government's, like, you know, doing all these courses, they're making it out as though it's dead easy to get finance. You know, this course, you're against a brick wall all the time.
The only way you can start a business is by starting it without insurance, straight off your own bank, and then, you know, after it's running, get insurance.
Yeah.
That's 95% of firms do that. I mean, look at Lado around there that's been broke into. No insurance. No insurance whatsoever. Because he couldn't afford it.
Mine's going to cost him about £1,000 for insurance.
Well, £1,000 not a lot, Karen. But it all depends what you're going to be insured for. I mean, in that you're going to be insured for breaking in and breaking.
I think it's everything. I think it's.
That's what I mean. So what you're actually getting for your £1,000 isn't a lot of money.
I think it's covered for say he had a fire
and he has to stop work. I think it's covered for that. Covered for personal injury. Covered for 100,000
for, like, because that's what trailers are with. They've got three trailers in. It's covered for everything.
I mean, you imagine somebody breaking in and setting fire to a
trailer. Man, it's a lot of money when you think no one's paying £900 just for a car. For that cabriolet. £1,000, but I mean, it ain't really
expensive.
What,
for a car?
$900
for a cabriolet. How comes that then?
Because, well, cabriolets are classed as dangerous, aren't they? Because they're soft roads.
Oh,
she's
right. Not
got
high
risk cars, aren't
she? Yeah, she's got, no, she's only been driving a year, 2 years.
Soft top, yeah. Well, I mean, look at dark orange.
Yeah.
380 for third buy.
Oh, third. 570. It's gone up to 570 because of that accident.
I mean, when you look at it, it's only for third party fire and theft. Gosh, that's going to be £1,000 on the full comprehensive just about.
I'm still on upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll promise not to fondle.
Colin
didn't
touch me again after
the night. How it goes.
He won't be upside down, promise, if he tried.
Won't promise.
I'll be upside down.
No, I don't.
I'll be upside down. He gets you upside down.
You see that piece of free press about Roston Manor?
No.
It's a big piece.
Give mummy that free press.
That paper.
It's
only one eye, you'll have
it
to leave
it. It does make
that
a lot of dust.
I thought, when I
read,
I kept thinking,
why has
it only done
it? Because I know
it's never done it before, then I thought, I said to Colin, I said, right, bird, no, yeah, because I know what Tommy said, I said,
what
are
your fingers,
see? Mine, might be
dust.
I've not worn no makeup for ages, because my eyes seem to be right sensitive all of a sudden. So whether it's just that as well.
But it can't be him, because we've all had that.
Yeah.
He's anybody.
It's got to
be him.
Yeah.
Yeah, bald-headed mutt. And you, George. Oh,
baldy.
He's baldy.
He said baldy.
Baldy George.
Yeah, Margaret, she's got that little sweet down there. You see it?
No, oh. I haven't been down.
It's
Benji,
come on.
So I don't know if it was right the colour or what, but it looked like it was coloured like this, like this kind
it's
of colour.
Yeah.
It's blue.
It's got some cream in it as well, hasn't it?
Well, it only had small lights on, so I couldn't see. So just to me, it just looked like it was just like minky colours, but it might be, but since I don't have small lights on. But what I was going to say is...
Personally, I wouldn't give a doubt to them, but I mean...
On back of it, she's got like them tapestry pictures lay over the back of it.
Yeah.
She's got same on chairs. Oh, you can hardly see it's sweet, because she's got... She's a, and I said, oh, it's a nice and sweet, isn't it? She's fucking keeping it clean. back at
Keep Atlantic. It clean, there's only them two buggers.
Yeah, someone's probably having a new sweet to never know. Come on, have it like that.
They make me laugh when they sit in house with blankets round them so they don't have to turn eating up.
I don't have to.
Ah, go in there. You. It's empty, that, I think, yeah.
That's empty.
I don't know, it's here.
I tell you what, you know, you make mistakes in your life. I mean, and I've just, well, one of the things that I do pray that and I'm pleased with that is that I just made the right choice when.
When what?
Eh?
When what?
When I stopped with college.
You can keep the cows, so Keith can come in.
You don't know how green the grass is until you actually